Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 20. Today is Saturday, May the 28th, 2016. I am your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
Hey, Stone, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. If you hear some background noise, it's kids cleaning. Sorry, kids quote-unquote cleaning.
Cleaning. Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we have got a very special guest who's joining us tonight, and that is Varishna from Control. Oh, wow! Yay!
Varishna. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for having me. This is great.
Oh, no. Thank you for coming to have a chat with us. We really appreciate it. So let's have a little talk about you for a moment. So tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters.
Gee, well, what do you want to know?
When did you start playing?
There you go. That's a good place to start. I actually started playing when I met Aprillian. She wanted to have somebody to, you know, as a partner that would play the game with her. And I was already playing first-person shooters, you know, things like Heretic and Doom and Diablo and stuff like that. But I had never heard of an MMO. But she introduced me to the game, and I immediately fell in love with it.
Nice. And then how long have you been participating in doing the challenge tombs?
Well, let's see. That's your fault. And Rogue Slayer's fault. And Stone's fault, yeah. how long has it been? I don't know. A year? About maybe, say again, maybe a little bit longer. Yeah. It was a very new way of playing for me. I was a multi-boxer, exclusively, and, I actually had some computer problems, which was interesting. WoW Challenges, the challenge idea came along at a time when it was very, very appropriate for my computer situation. I wasn't able to multi-box, and I needed to find a way to play a single tune in a way that would engage me. And this certainly has engaged me.
That is true. And you know what? With playing, because of course you were you are a multi-boxer and you have been multi-boxing for years. What with your multi-boxing, you'd normally pay three tunes?
I normally play three tunes, but I've recently started quint boxing.
Yeah.
Or quad boxing.
Wow. Really.
Quad?
Okay. Dang. Quad, so four. That's... Yeah. Okay, so you've gone from pretty much playing three tunes for a long time, and then with the computer situation, just over a year ago, you went, oh, I need to do something else, and the challenge came along. So that would have been a big adjustment.
Right, it was, but the sequence was slightly different. You guys introduced me to the idea while I was still capable of multi-boxing, and then my computer crapped out, luckily, after I had become completely enthralled by the idea of the challenge tune. So it was a happy coincidence. From a bad situation, it turned out quite well for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you asked another question and I missed it.
I forgot.
Oh, was it hard for me to switch?
Yes.
Well, no, it was actually quite easy. Mm-hmm. Mono boxing compared to triple boxing is generally much easier. However, one of the advantages of playing these challenge tunes is that by playing a single tune, because I hadn't done it, I was definitely missing out on honing my skills to mm-hmm. to the high end, you know. And playing a challenge tune really requires you to embrace all of the abilities of a tune. And I certainly have learned a lot about the tunes that I've played as challenge tunes.
Okay. That's a really good point, too. I completely agree with you that being able to, you know, focus and get to know that character better is one of the benefits, I'd say, with the challenge tunes, absolutely. Now, for you, what are you focusing on with race and class at the moment?
At the moment, I am playing a Blood Elf, which is what I usually play, although mm-hmm. contrary to popular belief that, you know, I've even perpetuated this falsehood, I have played other races. And I am currently also playing a hunter, and contrary to popular belief, I also have played many other classes under the hunter.
Your first love, though, is the Blood Elf Hunter, isn't it?
You know, it's very interesting. When were they introduced? It was not Wrath. It was the Burning Crusade.
Yeah.
Okay, so that I started during Burning Crusade, mm-hmm. and interestingly enough, I indeed gravitated on the Horde side to the Blood Elf. All the other races to me were not really attractive. I just didn't like them. As somebody who had never played Vanilla WoW, you know, I wasn't... you guys didn't have Blood Elves when it started. And when I play Alliance, I ended up gravitating towards the Draenei, and I did not know until much later that both of those tunes had been added in the Burning Crusade.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right. So what has been your fondest challenge memory so far?
Oh. Well, I haven't had a challenge tune very high. I think that my fondest memory was probably when I got to 31 or 32, which was my highest tune. Mm-hmm. It might have been a little bit higher than that. It was so much, I felt like I'd broken a barrier because I kept losing tunes in Ghostlands and in the mid-20s and the high-20s, and breaking that barrier just really felt wonderful, and unfortunately it was extremely short-lived.
Yeah. All right. So
my fondest memories actually commingled with my worst memories.
Fundest and saddest. No. All right. So what zones do you usually level through? So as you said, you're normally going Blood Elf. So you'll start
I do start in the Blood Elf starting area, although every now and then I get bored. Go figure it. And I'll hop on over to Orgrimmar and start in the Orc starting area. Mm-hmm. Pretty much those are the two areas that I level my tunes in. So from 1 to 7, it's the Silvermoon area.
Yeah.
From 7 to 13, 14 is the rest of... Eversong Woods, mm-hmm. and then I head down to Ghostlands, and yep. I usually get to about 21 or 22 there, and let's see, then I head to
Hillsbrad,
yeah, and that is, yeah. That's still Eastern Kingdoms, I'm in the wrong map.
Mm.
Okay, so I head to, I head through, Trisful Glades and mm-hmm. Silverpeen Forest. One of the things that I have done to make the challenge interesting to me, especially as a hunter, is to find all the rares I can find and kill them. Mm-hmm. And if they are animals, then make them pets. So going through Silverpine Forest, for example, there's a spider, Krethus, I believe is his name, that I get. And there's several rares there that I kill on my way to Hillsbrad. And Hillsbrad is where I have had my second most trouble. Ghostlands, most of my deaths in Ghostlands were not due to difficulty, but rather stupidity. one of the things I do is I definitely play a little fast and loose. I can't be so careful as to make it work.
Yeah,
and my goal isn't so much really to finish, although I would like to level an Iron Man 200. It's more just the idea of trying to not die and really not playing all that differently.
Yeah.
So then we're at the high ends, and then I can't really say any further than that for my challenge tunes because I haven't gotten any Iron Man. Although sometimes I do head over to Kalimdor, and... Yep. Instead of going to Hillsbrad, I go to, the Barrens.
Barrens, yeah.
Northern Barrens, Ashenvale, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, you've spoken of, a highlight as well as it then was a low light, shall we call that? But is there any other, worst or embarrassing ways that you've died as a challenge tune that you would like to share with us?
Oh, yeah, I've actually
I'm thinking of
this.
Two giants in particular.
I was wondering if he was going to start talking about those two.
No, Lurzan and Knuckle Root or Knuckle Rot are really not my nemesis for deaths. The times that they've killed me, it's been completely, accidental, too many mobs around me and I didn't see them and I aggro them, or I decide to get adventurous and attack them at a level that I really, really shouldn't. But my worst death occurred in Ghostlands. I forget the name of the village. It's where you get the gargoyles and the race. There's a tower there.
Oh.
And
yep.
I had finished the quest, and I turned around and stepped off the ramp and fell to my death on the rocks below. That was the worst Iron Man death I had. I think because the fall lasted so long, and with this game, when you fall, you can still have momentum and movement. I tried to head for the ocean, right? I figured if I can just get far enough away from land, I might actually survive this. It was time enough to think that and do it, and of course, it didn't work. That was a bad death.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at you.
There is nothing quite like falling on a challenge tune that makes my stomach hit, sit in my throat.
Yeah.
When, it just, is so scary. And if you know that there's not going to be a good outcome at the end, it really hurts. Did you find that, Varishna, that you were like, that death really hurt?
Yeah, it was just, it was in all ways, during and after, devastating. Yeah. It was horrible. You're completely out of control, and you know that you're in deadly danger. It's a combination that doesn't feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Okay, so with the zones that you have gone through, the zones that you've played, whether it's been on a challenge tune or any tune, do you think that there is some unfriendly ones for a challenge tune? Have you come across anything that you would just think, oh no, I'm not going there, or I don't like questing in this zone, that kind of thing?
Well, I've definitely kept to mostly, you know, the Ghostlands and as I said, that particular path. Yeah, when I went to the Barrens, I died the couple of times that I went to the Barrens. And it was a combination of lack of familiarity. I don't want to really say that the zones are harder, mm-hmm. but different mobs have different skills, and I learned some of that with a challenge tune, and that's not the way to learn it. For example, one of my deaths in the Barrens was humanoids call for help, and I was attacking centaurs or some similar creature, and they called for help, and I thought I was playing carefully, and I saw what happened, and it was just, I didn't expect it. Having quested through Ghostlands so much, I know all of the mobs, how they react, what I can do, what I can't do. I've become very proficient at that area. Because I've done that on purpose to protect my tune and still allow me to play a little bit more recklessly, I'm not familiar with the other zones, and that mm-hmm. is a danger in itself.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point. I have noticed that this week with leveling, that if I do something a little different to what I would normally do in zone-wise, that, yeah, it's not turning out so good. So totally agree with that. All right. Now, any advice that you would give to a person wanting to try a challenge tune?
Yeah, I would say get ready to die. Prepare yourself for that. It probably will happen. One of the most difficult things for altaholics, I think, like so many of us who are involved with Control-Alt-Wow are, is that we don't like to delete tunes. Mm-hmm. And if you pick a name that is very specific and you're in love with it, you need to kill that tune in order to reclaim that name.
Yep.
I think that just be prepared for that. Be prepared and know that it's okay. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's just a game. And I think that you need to decide how you want to play. I think that the way I play is very different, the way I play Iron Man, than many others. But figure out what it is that you want out of it, and then just do what you want and have fun with it.
Yeah, that's the main point I was going to say. The thing is, I can hear when I listen to you how much fun that you've been getting out of doing the challenge tunes over the past year or so. And to me, I love that. I think that is something that's wonderful, that you're having fun with it. And that's the main thing. It's a game. You're supposed to have fun. No matter that we want to win, win and get the maximum level and all of that, it's still having fun. So thank you for that.
I just want to add that this iteration of Iron Vrishna is the 58th, as near yes. as I can
oh my goodness.
Tell. I might have missed wow. a few here and there. That's yep. not including the Alliance side. This is just the Horde side.
Yep.
So, wow. you know, wow. I guess I'm prepared that's to awesome. Die.
yeah. No, that's, you know, and that's part of it. The first one can be the hard death, and then you've got those other little deaths, that, like the falling off, you know, Windrunner Tower that you had, that certainly hurts, and we pick up our feet and we go back and strip them down and get all our gold and send them to somewhere else and delete the character, and it can kind of be cathartic, but it also has that little bit of sting in my heart every time I do it. I don't know if you boys find that, but it's just for me, sometimes it's just like, okay, just do it. Just delete, delete. But my heart's still going, ow, ow, ow. It's still a little bit tender. So, excellent. All right. Well, Vrishna, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. And we really appreciate, again, you coming to hang with us for a little bit. So we're going to go on to news in the world of Warcraft. Did you make the bumper stone? He didn't.
Okay, listen. I was gonna do it, and then we had to take the kids to swimming, and then they had to do skating, and then we had to buy fondant for Carrie, and then we had to buy groceries. And then we went to buy a new hose for the yard. And by the time I got home, then it was time to eat. And then what else did we do?
All I hear is blah, blah, blah. That's all.
So the answer is no. But it's no, my... Exactly. I am planning on going back to that show and taking out that clip and then playing it.
So. Yes. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. So, anyway, snap. we will do news in the world of Warcraft. Hang on, let me do my bumper.
You're doing your bumper?
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, that'll do. So, May 24th, we had some hot fixes. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Tell me about them.
So,
because, again, I didn't know about this.
Yeah,
so.
Basically... And her tweets let me know. She sent it over to me, and I was like, oh, I had no idea. So big thanks for her, or to her.
Yes. Thanks, Cinder.
Yeah, the brain's not working today. So there are changes to the level 1 to 20 experience that I have to say I do notice. I definitely notice it more now than I did before. Nothing huge, but it's still there. So basically, let's go over them. Most quest bosses from level 1 to 20 are now multi-tap, and their health will scale up depending on the number of people that are depending on the number of people that have tapped it. So, from what I understand,
that's a good idea.
Well, yeah, they took that from Mists, right? So,
yeah.
Which is, you know, I mean, it's okay, and we knew that was coming in for Legion anyways, but that itself was supposed to be applied only to Legion mobs. Now this is happening to quest bosses for low-level characters. So it should make leveling a little bit faster, so that you don't have to wait around for a quest person to respawn, right? The other thing is added dynamic respawn behavior to most of the level 1 to 20 outdoor zones. So basically, if there's more players, the monsters will come back up faster, which is I definitely feel it more, especially when you're in lock mode, Dan. You know, the first area you've got to kill Trogs, and there's like a whole, and then there's like a cave back there. If there's a person that was running through there, you would have to wait around a little bit more. I definitely notice that the mobs come back now, so that should make leveling faster. Players who the next one is about if you run a 5-man and if you try to respawn, it will actually place you right at the beginning of the dungeon and not outside at the graveyard, and you have to go run back.
That's
so
good.
It's good one. But for us, it's not a big deal, right? We don't even touch it. Basically, level 1 to 10 mobs now deal more damage, and I have to say, yes, this is true. I definitely feel it. Nothing huge, but I definitely feel it more. I'm having to eat more. The other one is that when you are out of combat, your health does not come back as quickly when you're below level 20, which is another thing I've noticed, too, is that going from mob to mob to mob, I used to be able to just run between them and kill without really needing to eat or heal or things like that. Now I kind of feel like I do, depending on how quick I go. But again, it's nothing huge, but it's just enough. It's just enough. Just so that you can kind of feel it. They also reduce the amount of player damage done at low levels to basically make the fight go longer, which I definitely feel as well. They say that strength and agility classes got a bigger nerf than int classes did. But the nerf only extends from level 39 and down, so if you're level 40 and up, you shouldn't notice a big thing or any big changes. This again is something I did notice. It took a little bit longer to kill things. Nothing huge, but just enough. So they also mentioned that we see these changes as the beginning rather than an end point. Much work remains to improve tuning and pacing of the old world level up experience, and our efforts will continue into Legion and beyond. So,
okay,
I have to say that the changes that they made, if they were to introduce mob level scaling, which was they thought they kind of said that they might do that for non-Legion zones. This is kind of, it kind of hints that they are going that way. I kind of feel like they're going to wait to see how this works out. And if it works out well, within about 3 to 4 months, you could see this coming out. So you're level 1 to 20, you won't be going in against, like, you won't be level 15 going back to go kill level 10s, right? You'll still be going in to kill level 14 or 15 mobs.
Right.
Which you would think is a concern because it should be very hard. However, with the added nerf of having a specialization now, it might actually be not bad. So, you know, we got nerfed a little bit, but it's also an opposite nerf. Like so they made one thing easier, and then they made one thing harder, and I kind of feel like it might equal itself out, but we'll have to see, right? Okay. But I definitely did notice between level 1 to 20, and I've had to go through it a couple times, I definitely noticed it took a little bit longer. Nothing major, like nothing big, but just enough.
Okay, I was going to say, Vrishna, have you played your challenge tunes this week? Have you noticed any difference in leveling at all?
Well, I'm actually playing my challenge tune right now. Oh my God. Level 11.
Go you, dice.
And I have not noticed a difference. I'm actually playing my hunter without my pet.
Well,
okay. So, but I'll let you know if I do.
Okay.
Alrighty. I was just going to say, and hunter. Are you specifically not having a pet on that one, or?
Well, at low levels, I have noticed that the pet for me often gets in the way. From level 1 to maybe 12, or 1 to 11, I'm actually now starting to use it. It sometimes attacks things that I don't want it to attack, or, you know, it'll hit something and kill it before I can get to it, and then I can't loot it. So as long as I'm powerful enough to easily dispatch mobs, it just seems logical to get rid of it. You get to the point where you need it all the time, but...
Okay. Awesome. Alrighty. Well, thank you. Let us know how that one goes. That sounds very cool. I must admit, I have felt it, but I didn't even connect the dots. I was just like, Voidy's taking a lot of damage today. And I was like, Voidy always takes damage, so that's okay. I'll just put it down to normal. Anyway, alrighty. So, BlizzCon Party. DitchCon by Punkast. What? What? What's going on?
Okay, so our friends over there at Castile Quest, and I'm butchering their name, which is normal. They, you know, they've helped us with so much stuff. So we are going to help them out with trying to do some streaming for them to raise some cash. They are going to be running a party at BlizzCon on Wednesday, November the 2nd at the Hilton Hotel. They have gotten approval from Blizzard, which is awesome because you're apparently not allowed to run one in there unless Blizzard says yes. And they said yes, so...
That's awesome.
And I do remember that Wednesday night, there wasn't really a whole lot to do. There wasn't anything, like, official, right? So now there is, which is really cool. So right now they're at $2,600 of $6,300 that they need, which is about 41%. They have 41 days left. Like I said, I'm going to stream, so it will be up on our site as well, and they are going to host me, and we're going to try to get this thing up and going. I don't think we're going to have a problem hitting it, considering some of the people that are involved. However, any little bit will help. If you're not going to go to BlizzCon and you want to just throw $5 at letting people have some fun, go for it. If you will be there, the party is free. So you just need to purchase the $0 ticket on universe.com. Okay. So if you go, we will post the link up on to our show notes, but you can go to right now, which would be kickstarter.com/projects/DitchCon2016, and I'll just post a link in chat just in case, so you can, it should be up on screen. We're gonna help them out and see what we can do. So
nice.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay.
Yep,
and we'll have that link up on the wowchallenges.com website with the show notes too if people are interested. Okay, so let's talk about some site news. Bloodthirsty Quest Cap. Yep. What's going on?
So we talked about this 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I don't know.
Did we?
Something about that. So basically we talked about, well, let's make it a little bit harder because most folks kind of felt that 300 quests was a little bit too much, which I agreed. I just had it set at that just for a number because I didn't want it to be too low, right? And then people are like, I can't actually level up because I can't get into certain zones, right? And all this stuff. So we did is that we have set that the new cap is 150 quests across the board. So this will take effect June the 1st at midnight Pacific time. All characters, all Bloodthirsties that are listed on the site prior to that date will be still held to the old quest caps. So that is 300 for regular classes, 135 for Death Knights. So as of June 1st, it will be 150. Doesn't matter which class you are. It's easier for me to track. Just go, right? So that will be coming up soon, and there shouldn't be...
150.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about what I was going to do is maybe add a little field for Bloodthirsties where if you go look at your character, we'll show you how many quests we think that you have. Because we are counting the quests that you get from pet battles. Like, there's about 46 or so. I think 47 that you get even at level 1. And it's like, so I complete 3 quests and, hey, I've hit 50 quests. Like, what? Okay. So I was thinking about going to add that up. It just, I need the time to do it. It's nothing big. It's just I got to do it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Alrighty. 150. Wow. Yeah, 150. All right. So everything before June 1st will stay, and every tune made after June 1st will now have the new 150 quest cap. Okay, that sounds fair. Got it. Totally understand. Vrishna, you running Bloodthirsties at all?
I have, and I actually enjoy them a lot, but I don't currently have one running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice. Okay, next site news is there are posts on the forums.
Yep. So there's three posts that if you want to weigh in, please do so. The first is spec changes in Legion, and it's more or less a what. It's more or less a what if. If Blizzard gives us the option to track them, what should we do, right? And there's a bunch of options, and you can weigh in. The other is Warlords flying and other untrackables going forward. So more or less a topic on what we want to do about it. Do you get flagged? Do you not get hit flagged? What if you think someone's going to cheat? Do they, you know, get flagged too? There's various opinions on it. Some are very strong, some are not. You can go in there. The only thing I ask is be civil. That's it. Third topic is challenges in Legion beta. Basically, I replied to this saying this is what the plan is going forward, that if we were to get Legion right now, this is what would happen. Okay, so if you have an opinion on that, let me know or post there. And I'm looking at myself on Twitch. I'm doing this stupid face where my eyebrow is like doing this thing. Okay, now it's gone. Wow. Okay, maybe I'm not going to do camera anymore. I don't like this. Okay, if you have an opinion on these, feedback, please.
Yeah. So that's the forums on wowchallenges.com where people need to go and check out.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to move into was site guides and stories. We do have an area on the forums where folks can post their things, right? So like they created their character and this is how they leveled up, and some folks get very, very deep into the RP, which is great. And other folks are more, this is what I did, and they jot it down and say, boom, 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 done, right? So what I kind of wanted to do, what I thought would be neat, is to have zone guides published on our website that are more point form, right? So, and that are sort of like wow head-esque, right? So you know how it kind of has like a guide, but it's not a you must do this XYZ, like it's not a you must do, it's a be aware of certain quests and all this stuff. There was somebody that created a spreadsheet about 4 or 5 months ago, but we didn't have anybody that wanted to take it over, and I didn't really want it to be run on a spreadsheet off of some site, right? So he was willing to transfer it over to us, but we didn't have anybody that was going to actually take it and own it. And based on what happened back in the day, I didn't want stuff to go to just be gone, right? So what I would like to do is have this kind of thing on our website, and I've messed around with WordPress, as Lita has known, because I messed up all of her roles and stuff. Yep. And we're going to try to do this stuff. So we're going to try to publish adventures and stories. I think we're going to be starting with, and I'm going to butcher her name, and I know I am, and I'm sorry, Smargd. I'm sorry, but you know who you are. So we're going to be starting with her troll. And if you wanted to post something up as like something that continues like every week or so, Even on the RP side, that would be cool too. I can create an account for you, and you could create a post. I'm not going to say yes to everyone because I don't want all of a sudden kaboom, right? I want it to be that you can find the appropriate things. And right now, I'm not very happy with how the site kind of feels. So I need to make sure that if we do it, I want it to kind of look good, and you'll know what to find where and when a new post has been made. Because right now on our website, you only see the top three posts, and then you kind of have to click on an article, and then you go to our blog, and then from there you can see our post. It's no good. So also, if you are interested in contributing to these zone guides, I'm looking more for like, you write up, let's say, about Hills Brad, okay? And if there are certain quests that you know are problems, you would talk about it by class as well. So you'd say, you know, this quest where you have to go in and kill the farmer, or no, well, you don't kill farmers now. Well, that was pre-Kata. So now you go into the farm, and it's actually not a farm anymore, right? So where, like, you have to hit the zombie guys on the head or something like that, right? You know, their heads are popping out. Anyways, maybe I'm on crack.
Hills Brad.
Yeah, and Hills Brad. Okay, so basically you'd say, warriors should avoid this area because XYZ, but rogues are fine because they can, you know, sneak past, blah, 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 right? So kind of looking more for a kind of guide like that, not really a pair, like a whole bunch of text, right? And kind of looking more for links and not necessarily videos, but if you go look at Wowhead, kind of like that, okay, where they have some writing, but then it's very much put together as like point mm-hmm. form stuff, right? And I'm kind of looking for it to be updated either through now or maybe even for Legion. So if you want to do that, let me know. If you have previous experience with WordPress, that'd be great. If not, that's okay. If you're good at writing, that's great. If not, that's okay. I suck at it, so that's fine. But I will tell you exactly what I kind of want and what I think it should look like. I am willing to, you know, a little bit of wiggle room, but as long as the information is there and it's easy to get, then I think we would be good to go. So if you're interested, so reach out to me either by preferably by email. Or email? Guess, you can do email or direct message on Twitter.
podcast@wowchallenges.com?
No, email me directly. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. So stone@wowchallenges.com?
Yep.
All right. So if anyone's is interested and can help help Stone out, that would be awesome.
And and compensation. Unfortunately, there will be none. But you will get your name on there, guaranteed.
your name will be there.
Yeah, and we will talk about all that. Like, I don't have any money to give, so I mean, if I did, we're not Blizzard Watch, right? So unfortunately, we can't pay to do all this stuff. But your name will be on there as whichever way you want it to be shown. So
okay. Yep. All right. Well, that sounds like something very exciting for the site. So awesome. Leveling contest. Let's do it. How are we doing? How many days we got?
So we have four.
2 days.
2 days. What are you talking about? It ends on May 31st.
3 days. 2 days. I don't know.
I have what 4 days. So how about you? So it ends on May 31st at midnight Pacific. So in about what time is it right now? It's about 4.5 days. I will run a job on June 1 that will take a snapshot of everybody's level, and you'll be able to, and the results will be taken from that and not the updated ones that always happen. So just running through the top 10, so we'll start at, I guess, number 10 would be Competissa as a level 24 rogue. Then we have Matthew as a level 27 rogue, Schlanger as a level 30 druid, Iron Song 1, I think that's Song Z, is a level 32 priest, Mylian is level 32 shaman, Margadin is a level 33 paladin, Cuprum Magna. Yeah, level 39 monk. Iron Slicer is a level 40 paladin. Tall Iron is a level 61 rogue. And right now in first is Margu Monk at level 79 as a monk. I know he was sitting at 75 for a while because no one was coming up close. But then Tall Iron, he's making his run. I'm actually curious. Let me just very quickly...
Wow, that's crazy.
He's making a run, and
you guys
and I know
crazy.
That it's kind of forced
awesome.
Marg to start playing. Yeah, he's still level 61, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we've got four more days.
Four more days. And again, the winner will get a choice of like a month game card kind of thing, or a mount off the store, or two pets off the store.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, let's go on to June contest.
Yeah, so, you know, it's about time to start looking at the June contest. Okay, I know for sure we're not going to do one in July because patch 7.0 is going to drop halfway through the month, and I don't think that would be very fair to be leveling up halfway through this contest using the 6.2.4 rules. And then the next half, all of a sudden, we're all going to the new rules, right? I don't like that happening during a race, I guess, right? So, like,
yeah.
It's just something I'm not a fan of. So I know for sure we're not going to do one then. We might do one in August. I'm not 100% sure because I know that Legion will be releasing... in August, on August 30th, right? Mm. Which is 2 days before our one-year anniversary show. So I'm not sure if we should do a contest during August because, I mean, the rules would have been in place for a couple weeks. However, we're also going to be doing World Eve... events, right? And I'm not sure how that's going to affect leveling up and all that kind of stuff. It might be kind of neat to try. If we do, we'll talk about it at the end of July, and we'll move from there. But if we do one for June, I don't know. Are we going to do one or not? I wasn't sure. I don't think I'd be doing a prize for it. It would be more for, I'm the best. But I kind of wanted, I was thinking, do we open it up to a vote for class or race, or do we just pick one, right? Like, I don't know. Leida, what do you say? Because I know we talked about it a little bit before, and you had your opinion on it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you should know my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And the way I was going to say is if we're going to do another contest, that we pick one class, one race, and that's it. Everyone has to roll exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. So everyone's on even footing. There is no choice with doing different classes, different races. If you want to do it, then it's going to be one thing. So that's my idea, to keep it a fairly even. But I'm also quite happy if we don't do anything for a while, because this one's taken a bit out of me.
Yeah.
And with everything else I'm trying to do, it's just been a bit crazy. Vrishna, you've been taking part in the leveling contest, or just working on your hunter?
I have not taken part in any of your contests. In fact, I'm sorry to say that I didn't know, but now that I do, I'll be checking into it.
Excellent. All right. Well, we did do a little contest that was, this one was restricted to no hunters and no DKs.
Yeah.
So we did want to keep it. I think Stone was trying to keep it as seeing how the first one would go, which has been, it's been very interesting, as you can see, looking at what we've got: a monk, a rogue, a pally, monk and pally again, a shaman, a priest, a druid,
yeah.
and more rogues. So they're the top 10, which is, yeah, that's pretty amazing.
So here's the thing, is that running a contest every month, yeah, it's cool, but then it kind of loses its, you know, appeal.
Mm.
Yep. Right now, in this contest, we had 273 people try. Well, sorry, not people.
Tunes.
We had two tunes, right? Wow. So, but that's a lot. And I kind of feel, oh, man, there's my Stone Fu. He's number 266. Man. Anyways, we'll get into him after. So he's just on the list, like right where I'm looking to, and he's dead. Just a slap in the face to me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're so sad. So so yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if we don't do a June one, maybe we do one once every couple months. And you know, and we could either open it up to a single class / race, or we open it up or something. I'm not 100% sure on June.
We can always get thoughts from people. So if they want to, you know, add thoughts to it,
well,
I suppose just get, you know, shoot us an email and,
yeah,
you know, ideas of various things is good.
I kind of think it might be interesting to not do one in June, not one in July, and maybe leveling up during the world event stuff would put a spin on it too. So that would be a full 3 months, right? And that wouldn't be bad. And if people die, people die, you know? Angel is saying that maybe do one in October so people give Legion a month of play time, which is true. If patch 7.0 launches in July, like they did say it was, or at least it was leaked, that would give folks about 2 weeks if we were to do an August one, and then the winner would be announced, I guess, on our anniversary show, right? That's just one way to look at it too. And then, or you could wait until September, because I kind of feel like there's some folks that spent time away from their normal irons and tried to win this, whereas they could have spent time on leveling up their true irons that they had before that were higher up, right? So I kind of, you know, so doing this once in a while I think might be a better thing, like once every 3 or 4 months versus doing one in June. I think I've talked myself out of doing one in June. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, although I could change my mind, it's just, you know, if there's a logical reason for it, then I'll go for it. Right.
Well, I think a lot of us have got so many things going on.
Yes.
That, yep, you know, it's not just iron. So, you know, if you turn around and say, well, we're going to do another one, then I'm probably not going to look at that, because I've still got, you know, my hunter and my other stuff that I want to get done before Legion hits. And at the moment, I've just been really trying to focus on what we're doing with the contest, and
yeah
it's, you know, so I would appreciate a break actually, because the contest is taking it out of me. That's all I'm saying. All right, well, let's talk about the state of the challenges.
Okay,
so how has this week been for all our challenge tunes?
A little bit of this and that. So as you know, these are the top 10 of each challenge. We'll start with the Iron Man. We'll start with Never Died is hit level 70. Iron Plox died at level 70. Pangayana is yellow flagged at level 71 for killing blows being really, really low. And I'm actually curious as to why that is. I'm not sure if it's something that the character did or if it's something that in game maybe that there's maybe the character got tons and tons of kills but not blows, and maybe it's part of like a normal quest, right? And it might be might flag her, and if that's true, I want to know, because I don't, you know, I don't want to flag you for something that, you know. But I mean, right now her killing blows was like 5%, which I think is very odd. I'm not sure why it would be that low. So I'm just curious as to it actually could also be that they've unflipped the display only character achievement flag, and now it's picking up all of the characters' kills and stuff. That's one thing it might do. Sometimes those are wonky. Anyway, so if you hear this and you know, let me know. Carrying on is Eisen Michael at level 71. Iron Nick, or Ironic, died. Iron Nick died at level 73. Tani hits level 73. Fethorin dies at level 74. Margie Monk hits level 79. Okay, and this is a weird one too. Five Iron XLIX dies at level 90. Now, I know this is his iron that he's hit iron before, like back in the day, and I kind of have a feeling he began to play it and died, and I'm like, oh no, because it definitely wasn't dead before, so he's probably not in a good mood right now, so sorry, buddy. And Sepa hits level 96, so they're closing in on 100 soon.
Wow.
Bloodthirsty, the top 10 for those is Bloody Matta, dies at level 34. I'm assuming that's Matterhorn or somebody that you know. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think okay. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure it is.
Thran hits level 35. Frenzia hits level 36. Tani is level 42. I'm assuming that's still Tani as well. Too Thirsty is 46, like the number 2. So maybe it's their second tune. Bloody Stevo is level 48. Ferust dies at level 48. Zaya Blood dies at 665.
Oh, no.
Bloody Katang hits 68. And D. Drevin Blood died at level 90.
Oh.
From what we understand, they were.
Say that these folks are making me feel a little bit inadequate. God bless them. That's wonderful. I mean, I know we're talking about deaths here, and that's horrible. But all of these people going to these levels. It's very impressive.
Well, it's higher than me too. I don't know how they do it. Pacifists, Dums Nilkua. Sorry, it's level 37. Serenella hits level 46. Urkashurk hits level 49. Silent Herber hits level 49. Doobie doobie. Herb. Anyways. Bowie hits level 52. Flower Child, Peace Man, hits level 64. Five No Harm hits level 65. Zyrell hits 73. Patuli 3. I'm pretty sure 3. Hits 85. And Hatoa hits level 90.
90 on a pacifist. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. I just don't even have any words for that. Was it last week we had 2 100s in pacifist? Was it last week or the week before?
It was 2 weeks ago, but we announced it last week, I think.
Yeah. Have you tried the pacifist yet? Or you've stayed away from it?
That's the one that I have not tried.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the question. I don't even understand how you can level without killing anything.
I
guess professions, mining, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I've been mining and... I don't know. I've not tried a pacifist either. And I'm just, it floors me. These people are amazing to get, just, oh, wow.
I guess
okay,
do,
well...
I guess you could do archaeology, although...
Yep, at level 20.
Difficult. Yeah,
yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, as always, Thule's leveling a couple without professions.
Without professions.
So, you
oh,
know...
Oh, man, I don't know.
How he's going on that one. He's in the chat room. He hasn't said whether you got the Patchouli 3 right or not. So
I'm pretty sure it's right. I'm pretty sure it's 3. Because he did it IIV, because you technically you could say that's 3,
yes.
Because
yeah.
The two eyes.
That's right. That's 3.
Right?
Yes.
So.
That sounds good. All right. Well, thank you for that. Congratulations to all our challenge tunes and commiserations to all those that were lost this week, and we, you know, just keep on plugging along, and you know, hopefully everyone will get there intact. That's my goal. So we will go on to what we've been doing this week. Varishna, how about you start off? What have you been doing in game so far this week?
Well, actually, I've had a very slow 3 weeks.
Okay.
But I will tell you what I said on the cast earlier on Control-Alt-Wow. We've started a guild team, for lack of a better word, to do instances, raids. Primarily, the idea was that I had really been multi-boxing and playing by myself or with just Aprillion, and it seemed like I wanted to expand my experience, and I wanted to get some tunes from 90 to 100 and start playing current content, and I thought it would be fun to do that with some of our guildies, because we have such wonderful guildies in Control-Alt-Wow, Clan of Darkness and the like. And we went to Pandaria, and we did two instances there, and I can't remember their names. I'm trying to look up my show notes, but I can't find them right now. But we basically did two instances, and we killed a bunch of rares, and we got a bunch of flight paths, and we had Grand Nagus and Rain and Shin joined us. Big G. It was a lot of fun. So that was my week. That particular day when we all played in Pandaria together, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, nice. Oh, good on you for doing that. Did you really enjoy that experience? Like that would have been brand new experience for you. Yes.
It's very new for me. We're running through, we were actually trying to get Shin's character leveled, and we were, you know, my character was also getting some XP. But basically, it's not what I was really looking forward to yet, because we're, several of the people are running level 100 tunes, and obviously they're extremely overpowered, and they're just going through and killing things, and it's great to get the XP and to possibly get mounts and different things. But I'm looking forward to actually running content at level with some guildies. I think that'll be a lot more fun.
Okay. No, good on you. I'm excited to hear how that went this week. That sounds very exciting. Good on you for doing that. Okay. Well, Stone, what... Tell me what you've been up to this week, Stone. Tell me all about it.
Man, I'm worried. I'm worried, Lita. I'm worried. So
why
the leveling
are you worried,
contest.
Stone?
My druid, I got him up to, or her up to, 31.
Very nice.
I made my way through Arkshire. And I have to give a big thank you to Riddle Iron for the tip on using Shadow Meld against ditches, because it was not going well. And every time I'd run away, the mobs that the townsfolk that are trying to kill him don't really do a lot, and he would just reset. And it's like thinking, how the hell am I going to kill this guy? And he said, if you just use Shadow Meld, he actually won't heal up. So then you can wait and go back in and kill him again. As I was trying to do that, so I got him to about half health, and then I did Shadow Meld. I went back in and began to kill him again, and somebody had come in and killed him. And I was like, okay, great. So now it didn't take me that long. I kind of have a feeling that they didn't get credit for it because they were kind of waiting around, I think, for him to respawn.
No.
So, you know, what can I do, right? So I'm like, you know, thanks, and I'm off. I did complete Wetlands.
Okay.
And I started working through Arathi, and in the Kobold Cave, you walk in, and there's three different ways to go. One to the left, one down the middle, and one to the right that kind of ends off in a ledge. Well, at the end of that ledge, there's actually two kobolds that are chained together, so that if you pull one, you're going to pull both of them, right? And I've killed them both before, fine. Like, completely fine. Not this time. I killed them both 10 minutes prior to. And then this time it didn't go so well, and I decided to hit Shadow Meld, and I was good. And then a person came in and began killing one of them, and as the other one began to run towards the other guy, it ran through me, and I was like, oh crap, so I just ran. And because I guess I was too close to it, I was at like 20% health or something. I was like, so I'm running, run, and nope, it's just shooting stuff at me, and I died. And it was funny, the other person was about to kill that one, but I guess it just got off that last bolt, and that was it. I'm like, you know, I'm cursing and swearing. I'm like, flip table. You know that one, with Rickman. Yeah, I love that one because it's just, that's me. Okay, so one thing I will take away from it is that druids are really good and really fun. I really like the druid. I really like the priest. I love it. So then I decided to, so then we did the poll to say which was going to be my next tune. And basically it was a tie for a monk and a pally.
I noticed nobody listened to me. Yeah, I made my suggestion.
I went with monk because I decided you ran a monk. So I figured, let me go try a monk, okay? So I tried a monk, and his name was Stone Fu. And I really felt this guy was going to go far because I was killing stuff. You know, oh man, it was great. Boom, boom, bang, everything dying. It was awesome. And then in Drasil, in one of the five final quests that you get, you're kind of set up into the north to kill like a spider boss, Lady Seth or something or other. But there's also a rare, and it's called Minion of Selfir, and I was like, oh, well, it's level 10. I'm level 10. I'm pretty sure I can take this thing, and so I went in, and I was doing pretty good against it, and it summoned adds. Like, not just one or two adds. It summoned, like, 10 of them. And I was like, what? And I died. I was like, what the heck, man? I was like, dude, so there goes that guy. So now I've decided, okay, well, let's do the pally since that was, you know, tied. And now Stone Lord is at level 15. Now I still have my warrior at 18. He's just a backup. Okay, so in case the pally dies, I'm just gonna go hard, right? And although the pally, so far, Word of Glory, it doesn't really heal you for that much, like 10% if you have three holy power. That's not a whole lot. So he's only at 15. I mean, I know he's still low, so we'll just see how that goes. So that was my Iron Week.
So how many deaths is that so far?
I'm going to say I've got...
three deaths.
Three. My priest, my druid, my monk died. I still have a warrior and a paladin.
So you're on your... you're on your fifth turn.
But... kind of, right?
There's two...
Yeah, I'm not sure how to count that other one, right?
It's not dead. Okay. Yeah. Vrishna, just so you know, Stone and I are having our own... little competition within the leveling competition, and it's who's gonna be who's gonna beat who. So Stone thinks he's going to win.
I still think I'm gonna pull it out.
Sorry.
Well, I think that's a lot of fun that you guys are doing that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I was winning in deaths, but now Stone's just caught up. So I'm like, damn it, I was going to win the death one. I still could. We've still got 4 days. We'll see. Okay, so you've got the Pally at 15 and the Warriors still sitting there at 18 as a backup.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so been your week?
Yeah, that's been my week. What have you been up to, Lita? Tell me.
Okay.
me.
Well, I rolled the Undead Warlock, so I decided I would go back to basics and do the one thing that I know out of everything is an Undead Warlock. So I was level 9 last week, and I'm level 23. I think I got level 23 last night.
Oh,
because I've not singly been playing her. I've been doing some other stuff as well. But 23 is not too bad. No, I'm getting there. I did notice last night, I feel like Voidy is like three hits and Voidy's dead. Like they're just hitting things harder. And it's not like I'm doing same level. I'm still doing a little bit lower. But I had two really scary moments last night. I thought I was gone. I thought, oh, that's going to be death number 4. I was down at the Pirates, down past Ratchet, and I had come in from the side. You know the compound where Two-Bit Sailor, whatever the dude that you've got to go, Two-Tusk, Captain, whatever his name is, I can't remember.
I don't remember. Where? Where was it?
Where the Pirates are, just south of Ratchet, in
Braid, Barons. Isn't it Braidbeard or something?
I can't remember. I only did it last night. Anyway, because Warlocks, when you fear, you can't have your glyph. So you can't have your glyph to keep them in place. So you fear a mob, and they go running.
Oh.
Well, I'm taking down one marine, and I fear a pat that was coming across. That's fine. And then it runs straight into two other mobs. So I get the marine down, and then I'm still trying to fear the one that I've already got feared. I'm taking down another one, Voidies, and I'm just going, run, run, run. And it got a bit hairy. I managed to run up the hill and I found a path, so I got out of combat, but I thought I was gone. I really did. I thought I was gonna pull like all of the pirates around the house, and I sat there for about 5 minutes just like going, breathe. I was a little bit worried. And then I had another moment when I was over doing Northern Barons, and I was at the I was doing Nozzle Post. So around about there, and I had the little sludge factory farm, whichever it is. Yeah, that got a little dicey there, because there was two rares up. I was like the foreman rare and then the engineer rare, and I was trying to pick them off but the engineer rare spawns these little ones, and I'm like, go away. And then he feared straight into the foreman who was patting back and forth that I was well aware of. But when I feared it, he decided to run straight in. And I was like, no, I've got two rares on me. Go, go. So, yeah, that was a little bit. But I managed to, I managed to get out of that. So, yeah. So she hit level 23 last night. And at the moment, I can't remember where I've got it logged in. Oh. I think I'm going to do the Harpy quest next. So I'm not going to Ashen Vale yet. I'm going to finish off doing the quests. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to go and do that damn quest from the heart that says, hey, go kill the big dude and, you know, plant the banner and then kill the big dude that comes out. Yeah, I'm not doing that quest. That was,
why not?
That's, it's nasty. Because I don't.
You can do it. Ah, you'll be fine.
No, it's a nasty quest.
You'll be fine. Like that quest. Do it.
So yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Still got 4 days. So yes.
I will admit I was, you know, with this last death, I was like, oh man. Like when the monk died, I was like, oh, great. I really felt that was the tune I was going to win with. And now that that one's died, it kind of gave me a little bit of doubt. But now with you telling me about your adventures, you know, now I kind of feel a little bit better. And sure, I might be 8 levels lower on the iron that I'm trying right now, but I think, you know...
Yeah, well,
I think something's going to happen to you.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yes. So, you go to work tomorrow.
Yes, I go to work tomorrow. Mm. So you'll have free range to get many, many levels on me. So you just got to not die. Yes. That's what you've got to do.
No, I've
got
to out-level you and then not die. I need to get higher than you.
Yes.
Lita, you listen to your heart. If your heart tells you don't do something... if there's anything I've learned from both you and Rogue Slayer, it's if you have doubt.
Exactly. Don't. Thank you, Verisha. That is exactly right. As soon as my gut says, don't do it, and I do it, I end up dead. Or I end up in a really bad situation. So I just have to listen to me.
I think you should do more risky things on your iron.
No.
Go for it.
No, I'm not talking to you
anymore. You can do it.
We're going
to... No. Leave the risk to me. Let Lita be safe.
That's it. Thank you, Varishna. See, Varishna has taken
so
one
nice.
For the team. Oh, he's been the risk player for me. Thank
he's
you.
So nice.
That's awesome. Alrighty. Well, look, it's chit-chat time, so let's go on to... This is where everyone can write in, and any questions about the challenges, share your tips, tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas, questings, things like that. So we had Bart from Facebook. So he says, hello, this might have been asked in the FAQ, but I couldn't seem to find it here. So here I go. Will I be able to gear the character after I hit max level or not? I usually like to use my alts for something, and if they have full gray / white gear, I won't be able to do much with them. Okay, so Stone,
yeah.
What do you have to say about that? They're
going to be flagged. Well, okay, so I told them, you know, when you hit max, I actually freeze the character. Okay, so so if something happens to it, it won't show up until after the fact. Or did I freeze it? I'm pretty sure I have it frozen. The problem is... when we hit the next expansion, the level cap goes up, and all those characters that were frozen no longer are, because people use those characters to still level up, right?
Yeah.
He did ask me if there was an option to freeze it by the character, and I said, you know, that would require me to put an OAuth, and it would require people to log in, and that is just something I do not want to do at this point, just for privacy things, and I don't want to be an option for somebody to try to hack, and get passwords. I mean, people shouldn't be using their WoW things anyways, but I just, you know, it's always kind of, yeah. So okay. I said to him that, you know, most people that hit max level, they keep it as the trophy, right? Yeah. That tune is your trophy.
Because you can always go and get, like, there's some pretty white gear that you can get from doing, you know, the festivals and things like that that make your tunes pretty. It just means that you wouldn't be able to go and, you know, continue on with doing some damage stuff,
yeah.
I suppose. Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just in case people didn't know, I kind of thought, you know, I did have a few things that was going on Facebook, but this is one of them that I kind of thought, yeah, I guess this would be good to have on the show, because some people don't really know.
Okay.
And, it is something that's not covered in the FAQ, but, because I don't really get that asked a lot.
Yeah. So. All right, well, we've also got a question Granegas asked in the chat room about, is it safe to go do the Ironforge airfield, or should I skip that one? And he says he's level 12 at the moment. You said it should be safe. You've done it many times. I've done it a couple of times too, Granegas, and I've not had an issue on the tunes that I've taken there. Yeah. Just be a little bit wary when you're doing things, and if you have to pick off some of the mob, like I didn't go running in, you know, when they're all fighting, you've got all the dwarves and that fighting the stuff in the groups, I was still being very careful walking in and not assuming that the NPCs had aggro. So
they do have aggro, except for the pyromancer guys. Those guys you do have to kill.
Yeah.
But everything else is okay.
Just be careful. Yeah, that's... Yeah. But I did the whole lot up there, and that wasn't... Yeah, as I said, it was okay. All right, now, what else did we
thinking that Iandel in the chat room here, I think this is Tall Iron, who is at level 61, is chasing... Mark Hunt. Huh? Yeah, he's second on the list. He's the rogue that's in second place.
okay.
And he's, you know, and I just wanted to wish him good luck. So he goes, he's almost there. Only 17 levels to go to surpass Margie. Yeah.
Nice.
And he says, yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Hi. Good luck.
Yep. And Granegas did say, Varishna, to the ones that you went into, Shadowpan and Nizal Temple, apparently. Those were your ones. So good on you. Did you like inside those ones? Did you like the scenery?
Honestly, we went so fast that I didn't really get a look around. See. I was trying to keep up.
Yeah,
but in general, yes. Specifically, I can't really say I paid too much attention.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, next time, see how you go. It'll be they're great fun. I'm so happy that you're doing something a little bit outside the box. Good on you for that. Angel Denise said that they just sting 29 on their Bloodthirsty. So congratulations, that's awesome.
29 on, I mean, Bloodthirsty is like, you know, because my I don't even know what level my Bloodthirsty is. It's just, it's hard to, you know, anyone that does it, I just, you know.
Yeah.
I give them
congratulations, guys. Props. That's awesome. Yeah. I haven't even looked at my Bloodthirsty for a good, I don't know, three weeks. So, I'm just trying to stick on my little contest turn. So, we'll see how we go. All right. Well, I think that is all we've got for Chit Chat this week. Yep. So, Stone, wrapping up.
Our next show is next week, Saturday, June the 4th? No. June 2nd, isn't it? Isn't it June 2nd?
I don't know.
Saturday?
Man,
what?
June 2nd is not Saturday.
Oh, it's not?
Because
okay.
June 2nd is my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday before.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And it's Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So it is June 4th.
So
okay.
June 4th, yes.
Yeah, so that's right.
Happy birthday, Vrishna.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you. No black balloons, please.
Okie dokie. Okay. My birthday. Wow. Okay, our next show. You will not find out my birthday. Our next show is Saturday, June the 4th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, or whatever daylight time it is right now. Sunday, June the 5th, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 1 a.m. Central European Time. We will be joined as our guest by Wow Martian. I was actually on his show 2 weeks ago on the Emerald Dreamcast, and he has been doing Iron Man, and he's going to be joining us next week. Just as a FYI, the week after, we're not going to have a normal show. It's going to be a lot of periscoping. So I'll be tweeting about it, and then
somebody's going on a holiday.
Yes,
and it's not me.
This guy.
Yes,
but I also wanted to say that if you're interested in guesting on the show, or even sending us an audio about anything about your tune, do it. Let us know. Now that we've gone to once a week, we've actually begun to run through the guest list, like, really quickly. So some people, like, we've asked, and then they couldn't go, so we've put them back on the list. And I haven't really had, like, a list in order of who I want. It's just I've got a list, right? And because before we were only once a month, you know, going through that list, it's like, oh my god, it's going to take us like 5 years to go through this list. So now that we're at once a week, we can go through it really quickly. So if you are interested in coming on the show, and you have been playing Iron Man or Bloodthirsty or Pacifist recently, or within memorable past, you know, if you can remember it, let me know. Send us an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Or you can just contact me directly or contact Lita. We all talk. So,
sometimes.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. We're going to talk and it's going to be all me laughing cause I'm going to win. Vrishna, dude, thank you very much for coming on the show, man. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh no, it was great to get to catch up with you and to have a chat. First off, can I just get you to give some details where people can find you, please?
Sure. I can be reached at I can't remember the email for the podcast. I have my own email with the podcast, but I can be reached at Vrishna. That's Vrishna 137. @gmail.com. I can also be reached at control.wow, and that's control.wow @gmail.com. That's CTRLALTWOW.
All right. Thank you. And I'll put the information up on the website with the episode. So yeah, it's been awesome to have you here. So again, thank you so much. For everyone else, people, if you want to find us, don't forget to check out the website is wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. Facebook, we're facebook.com/wowchallenges. YouTube is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. And that is the number one. Remember to come catch us live every week. We are twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Sorry, I'm just looking at chat. Sean says that he would be interested, and I told him I'll reach out to him. Bimini said that she knows somebody that has been doing the WoW challenges, but she is shy, and I said, you know what? You don't have to be, like, a live guest. You could We could just do a one-on-one and we could record it and then just play it. Or we could just send you questions and you, you know, can answer them. And Lita and I can, you know, read them out on the show. So pretty open with all that kind of stuff. So you can find me. You can find me. See, I squirrel all the time. You can find me. What? Okay, see?
I said he does.
Squirrel. Squirrel. You can find... I blame Belle from Pwncast. She does this too. She squirrels out. And she's like, what? And okay, so I kind of got it from her now. Great. Okay. Let's try this. Good. Okay. Well, you can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges. I did that right. And as well as the podcasts Adventures in Azeroth, where I co-host it with Lita, and also another podcast called The Richter Scale, where I co-host it with Richter. There.
Nice.
That was good.
That was good. And you can find me, I'm on Twitter, at Lita Wow. That's LWTAWOW. And if you want to hear more from me, my voice, whatever, check out, I've got Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia podcasts. So I think that is a wrap, guys. Thank you so much. Markkonen's intro, we love. Thank you, Markkonen. We always appreciate the fact that he did an awesome intro for us. So check out Markkonen is on Twitter at MarkkonenWow.
We are going to get him on the show, okay? Like, we went to get him on the show a couple months ago, but he was doing band stuff on the weekends. I think that might have changed. So, podcaster seems to have a hard time doing just one podcast each. That is true.
Yeah, it is true, babe.
It's very true. It's very, very yes. true.
All right. Okay. I think that's the show.
So, we're going to say goodbyes, yes. And I'm going to do the outro, but I'm going to tell you that I'm pretty sure it's going to get delayed, so we're going to be sitting here for a while, being like, bye, and nothing's going to happen, and then it will play. The second thing is that it's going to get cut off. If it cuts off, it gets cut off. We'll fix it in post-production, all that kind of stuff. So, anyways, thanks for coming, Vrishna. Thanks for coming, everybody. see you guys next time.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is here.